U utorak je u Filmskom centru Srbije dodeljena nagrada Kristalna koala reditelju Marku Kostiću za film Kozi uši za najgledaniji film na 17. festivalu srpskog filma u Australiji. Glavna junakinja je Baba Stojanka, igra je Gorica Popović, koja u svojim 60. godinama zameni gradski život sa seoskim. Baba Stojanka živi u svom rodnom selu u Južnom Banatu, gde odgaja unuke. U slaboj finansijskoj situaciji, bez pomoći sina i snaje, koji ne šalju pare iz inostranstva, Baba Stojanka prolazi kroz niz tragikomičnih situacija. Ova priča prati borbu jedne bake sa surovom današnjicom i pritiscima društva. Festival je održan u novembru i decembru 2017. godine u 6 gradova Australije: Sidneju, Melbourneu, Pertu, Adelaidu, Brisbaneu i Wollongongu. O ovoj filmskoj smotri je najpre govorila Jasna Popović Čupić, potpredsednik festivala.
I'd like to thank the Film Center of Serbia that it is a host of this ceremony for so many years. Also, I would like to express our gratitude to Her Excellency the Ambassador of Australia and Miss Irena Milojković for supporting this event for so many years. And I would like to tell you that for the first time on this ceremony we have the President of the Festival, Mr. Peter Kozlina, and the Secretary of the Festival, Mrs. Milica Kozlina, and I would like you to greet them. Thanks to their very hard work, which is on voluntary base, we have this festival for so many years. You know a lot about the festival for the 17 years, but I will just mention a few things. Serbian Film Festival was registered in 2001, the non-profit organization with a purpose to promote Serbian culture and film, not only to the Serbian ethnic public but audience, but to the Australian audience at all. And for the last 17 years, we had the possibility to promote the Serbian film, and we showcased over 120 films, and we were the host of many guests from Serbia, actors, film directors, producers, and so on. The special thing about the festival is that the festival is the oldest ethnic Serbian festival abroad. And the other thing that we have the festival all over Australia in 7 cities of Australia. This is Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, Wollongong and Canberra. Also, I would like to say that Hoyt Cinema, the biggest cinema chain in Australia, is our main partner in Australia. Also, I have to mention our selector, Mr. Nenad Dukić, who is the famous journalist, film critic, and producer. And I would mention SBS TV and radio station, which is with us all this time.
Gostima i zvanicima potom se obratio Petar Kozlina, predsednik festivala, koji živi i radi u Sidneju, ali ovih dana boravi u Srbiji.
It's nice to be here, really, after all these years, you know, a fourth year, so I'm very, very pleased to be here on this date. First of all, I also like to thank the Film Centre here in Serbia. Really, thank you very much for your support. It means a lot to us, it really does. It adds to the whole thing of the presentation as well as the thing, so thank you. Just a little bit about the Film Festival. As Jasna said, 17 years, it's for volunteers. We have probably sort of this year, I think, about 70 volunteers. So basically I'm based in Sydney, and I look after, obviously, with Jasna, the films and the contracts of the films and Hoyt's and time. But really, every city have got their own sort of marketing team. I think that's probably the secret of a whole lot of it. And most of the members, you know, in Fremantle, in Adelaide, Perth, are young people, you know, who are really prepared and want to, you know, help out the Serbian culture and Serbian community. It is not old people like myself, I must admit. So it's the younger generation, and I'm very pleased to say that, yes, that they really are involved every year with us. Ethnic festival is quite popular in Australia. I think probably the best is perhaps French Film Festival, which is supported by the French government very strongly. We're probably there about number four or five, you know, in the whole lot. So really, we're up there, you know, up the top. I think there's about sort of 30 all up Australia-wide. So, you know, and we like, we support each other, obviously. You know, I know the people from the French Festival, the Italian French Festival. The newer ones, obviously, is the Japan Film Festival and the Chinese Film Festival. But really, sort of, I think the Europeans are still the strongest, you know, to deal with the films. And people love to watch, obviously, you know, sort of European films. You know, there's no flying saucers or, you know, sort of werewolves and all that sort of stuff. You know, just a good story based in country. It's really so we do have that support in Australia, so it's not only Serbian people, obviously we had from the French Film Festival support us, the Italian French Festival, German Film Festival as well. So that's a little bit about the film festival. We're well advanced in planning for this year. It will be in November this year. Hoyts is, as Jasna said, the biggest chain in Australia. And because it was always the intention to show Serbian films in best cinemas, not in little, you know, church halls or little town halls, you know. These are the films where Hollywood, you know, are showing films. I'd like to thank also the from the in Australia, the embassy, the Serbian embassy. They actually host the Canberra opening night, and you'll find that the Canberra opening night, there's something like over 30 people from sort of US coming out, Germany, everyone else, for the opening night. So because really it's not an opportunity where, you know, these people can see a Serbian film. I think what was great hit was Enklava, I must admit. The ambassador made a huge point about that, and he invited all people, just to see the life and what's actually happening in Kosovo, obviously. So you know, that was a huge hit. In Sydney, the consulate is the host of the opening night as well, and they do the same thing. They invite, you know, people from foreign embassies. So really, we try and, you know, extend, you know, the market to show, because, as I said, it's not very often that people can go and see a Serbian movie at these places, and this is opportunity where they can do that.
U ime festivala Kristalnu koalu i novčanu nagradu dobitniku je uručila njena ekscelencija ambasadorka Australije u Srbiji, Julia Fini.
So this is, I think, my fourth or possibly fifth award, and I must say that before coming to Serbia, I didn't realise the depth and diversity of the film industry here, and I'm constantly surprised how well you do on how little. So I'm hoping that the Ministry of Culture will become even more supportive. As you said, there's a real thirst in Australia for watching diverse films. And, you know, the Serbian Film Festival has done so well. So really, congratulations to all of you involved.
Thank you very much.
Because I know there's a thirsty audience there for diversity. And congratulations to you, Marco. Well done. And to you, Litsa. The quality you do with so little, when I look at these big budget films and what little they can achieve sometimes, and then to see what you're able to achieve. And I think the diversity, you look, see a film like Enclave, which is highly political,
And says a lot about Serbian politics, but I think your type of films say more about Serbian people. So congratulations, very pleased to be involved, and I hope that my successor will be here next year, and I'll be watching from the other side next year and enjoy it. Thank you.
Na pitanje šta za njega znači ova nagrada, Marko Kostić, reditelj filma Kozi uši, za SBS radio kaže.
Da, na vaše pitanje da li nagrade meni kao reditelju znače, pa znate, ja i pravim festivalske filmove. Ovo zvanično nije komercijalni film, iako je dobro prošao u bioskopima. Ovo je namenjeno jednoj promociji nacionalne kulture i u užem i u širem smislu. Tako da ja na neki način i u kreativnom, a i u financijskom smislu primam nadoknadu i satisfakciju od festivalskih nagrada. Ovaj film dobio nekoliko nagrada, naročito za glumačka ostvarenja, Gorice Popović, a evo ovo je jedna, možda jedna kruna svih tih nagrada, nagrada za najgledaniji film na tom jednom ogromnom, može se reći spektakularnom festivalu kakav je australijski. Ja sam sedeo kod kuće i samo postovao projekcije filmova i tu čast koju sam dobio sam samo postovao na Facebook. To je bila takva, jedna takva, kako da kažem, zadovoljstvo za mene, zapravo fizički se ne pomerati, a primati nagradu. Nisam, ali neću da kažem da je to prevelika, kako volio bih da dođem, ali ovo je sjajno priznanje za mene, nekako samo završiti film i onda samo na neki način osjećati zadovoljstvo od toga je kako da kažem, razlog zašto se ja i filmom bavim.
Iz Beograda za SBS radio, Hranislav Nikolić.